everybody, it's Kimmy. This is yet again just another random rant about not letting the competition or the fact that so many people are going for whatever you're trying to go for or pursue deter you from actually doing it. There are so many unlimited amounts of factors that go into choosing just one for the job or the audition, or, you know, if you didn't do as good on a workout or a class or whatever you're looking to do as someone else did that day. It's insane to get butthurt over it. There's too many factors that go into it. Say an interview, you go into an interview and you thought you did good, or an audition and you didn't end up doing as good. There are so many factors you're not even aware of. There's chemistry with the person interviewing you, which you can't help, because if another person were to be the interviewer, you maybe would have done better. So just keep knocking on that door. Whatever it is you're going for, whatever job or, you know, whatever you have in mind that you would like to do. And also, there are so many avenues that skill set that you have based on what you're going for, there's so many avenues you can go with it. There are things that, you know, you're good at that someone else isn't, and that would be such a big deal for someone else if they were good at it, like being a people person. You know, you might look over that, or you might not even realize it. That's an amazing attribute to have. If you're not sure what you want, you're still golden. I mean, start boxing in all the stuff you're good at and go towards it full throttle. Keep doing that and keep searching it. There are just so many, more than you believe, avenues that you can go to. There are many endless jobs, opportunities, classes, auditions, physical tests. So to dwell on even 10 or 20 of them, just keep it moving. I mean, for example, nursing, right? I Googled possible nurse jobs that you can get with a nursing degree. And by the way, side note, these are 8 of them, and it said view more, and it said view 20 more items, which I did not do because this is enough for me right now. But number 1, psychiatric nurse. Number 2, you can work obviously in the ER or in the hospitals. Number 3, physician's office nurse. Number 4, nurse case manager. Number 5, nursing information specialist. Number 6, a school nurse. Number 7, a research nurse. Number 8, diabetes management nurse. There are just so many routes you can go in absolutely every profession that even if you are pushing for that same route, push for that same route, that's fine. You know, try 20 or 30 times in that same route. But if you don't end up making it in that route, there's so many things that can branch off and you can do other than that. So just, you know, the more times you put your name in the hat, like say it's a raffle, right? The more times you put your name in the hat, or more times you buy a ticket to put in the hat, you know, the more chances you have. Really ask backwards example would be the more you speed and the more you drunk drive, or the more you do anything dangerous, go around with your seatbelt off, the more of a chance you have of getting caught. Anything bad at all that you're doing, the more you do it, the more chances are that you're going to get caught. It's the same flip-flop for whatever you would like to do and good things that you do, which is why even when no one's looking, do the right thing. That also helps whatever you're trying to do. I know it doesn't seem like it will, but any positive energy at all, and just even the positive energy of going to something, towards something, that job or that opportunity that you want, helps so much. So a lot of it is getting your mind right and, you know, finding out what you like and who you are and all of that. But when you do go for it, just keep going for it, and don't even pay attention to the word no. Just blindly keep going and take every no with a grain of salt. Okie dokie. Have a good day. It's Friday the 13th, so be careful out there.